This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Overall, what did you think of the broadcast of the Super Bowl last night? Halftime show, CBS's performance. What did you think of the John Malkovich bit at the beginning of the show? Peyton Manning. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I mean, I like Malkovich.
I like Manning, man. Manning's funny, dude. He keeps impressing me. Manning's funny.
Can't believe he hung up on Malkovich, though. That's a wrong move. I've seen him do a few things.
He can't. I loved it when he kept going, two-time. You said, and Super Bowl champion, two-time Super Bowl champion. That was good. And he goes, Rome, Italy? No, Rome, Georgia. That was good. That was pretty good. Malkovich was really good at the beginning. Like, he's in the Coliseum and he's doing the whole gladiator thing. That was kind of cool.
But do you think there's too much hype on commercials now?
Yeah, I do too.
Expecting greatness, and we don't. I mean, I was just rewatching it during the break. My favorite was the NFL.
Yeah, the NFL commercial is really, really good.
That one was just really ridiculous.
Good. Really fun. Brought back so many different personalities. That was really good. You know what I noticed last night in the commercials? No one advertised a car I could afford.
True.
I was like, what is this?
Although I do.
The Audi's going electric. Fantastic.
I do want that Mercedes now.
Yeah, that Mercedes was great.
Everything was like, play my music. Turn the car on.
We finally have Kit.
It's like, God, yeah, I know, exactly.
Finally, we got Kit. After all these years of waiting for a talking car, we finally got Kit. And that was great. I tried to explain to my kid, Kit, like from Knight Rider. I'm like, man, in the 80s, it was this talking car, and we all wanted it, and it was great.
Well, I explained it. Kit was in a commercial at the beginning of the game.
He was for the Walmart curbside pickup. Is that what it was?
That was fantastic. Trying to figure out all the different cars.
That was really good. That was a good ad. Some of them were okay. I mean, some of them were all right. Like, some of them were forgettable.
Yeah, a lot of them were.
Yeah, I just was like, eh.
A lot of them were. I mean, the one, like, aside from the NFL one, the one that really sticks out in my mind was Stella Artois.
Yeah, that was.
I'm forever calling it Stella Artois now.
Yeah, what is it? Stella Artois?
Is that Stella Artois? Okay, but it's Stella Artois because I want to be the dude.
I don't know much about that alcoholic beverage. Is that French or is that German or is that
Italian?
Is it Italian? I don't know.
What made that commercial great wasn't the dude or, you know, Carrie Bradshaw, Sarah Jessica Parker, Sex and the City character. Was the appearance of Dos Equis guy, which if you blinked, you might have missed it.
Yeah,
that's what made the whole thing. It was like, whoa, okay, I did not see that one coming.
Yeah.
But much like the game, the Super Bowl commercials are going to be forgettable.
Yeah, that's right. Goodness. I was paying attention to some of them, but then some of them I kind of missed out on. Robo-Child? What was that?
I watched the beginning part and was like, you know what? This is a good time to go to the bathroom.
That didn't... Can I just tell you, America, in advertising, I'm not doing good. I'm not doing good with...
Robots
and AI.
Doing a lot
creepy,
more than they should.
Creepy AI that comes to you and wakes you up and has a face of a child and talks like a child, but it's a robot. That's not going to sell me your product. I can't. Sorry. I just, that freaks me out because you know that
Terminator is real.
Terminator
is right around the corner. These guys, I mean, they're playing with fire.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
That's freaky. And I don't really want it. And so don't try to sell me a product by telling me a robo child is going to do something because it's probably going to kill me. And so that's the only thing I can think about. There was one ad that had Bud Light. It was the Bud Light people and they were at like a joust. They were at like some event,
right?
The king was in his chair and they were talking. And then next thing I know, there's a dragon and Game of Thrones characters in there. And then was Game of Thrones.
And the one guy squeezed the head of the Blue Knight.
Yeah. The mountain squeezed the head of the Blue Knight.
But it wasn't the mountain. It was the knight that jousted him off the horse.
Right. So I'm not sure which, like, was it Bud Light that got Game of Thrones or did Game of Thrones get Bud Light? Like, which one got the other one? Or was it a mutual agreement?
Sure,
like, this would be kind of cool if we both chipped in and you get Bud Light stuff and we bring up Game of Thrones and let's blend this together. The Handmaid's Tale. I have not seen one episode. I don't even know what that's about. But that looks scary, and I didn't want. That seems scary to me, so I didn't want to. I didn't want to dive into that. That looks like that was a Hulu ad. Let's see what else was there that were pretty good.
I like the Hyundai ad with Jason Bateman.
That was pretty funny. It was in the elevator.
Yeah. What I imagine was he was ushering in different levels of hell.
Yes, that's right.
That's what I thought. And he was like, no, we're getting a Hyundai. He's like, oh, we're going to the top.
There was one for a frozen food company called Devour, and it was like
food porn.
Yeah, food porn. And here's my problem with the ad. It was funny in terms of like he's looking up this food, and his wife comes in, he shuts the laptop down. He's like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Then she had to kind of they did basically, you know, stuff with the food. But I don't know what
kind
it is.
Of stuff, Tony.
Yeah, I know. They got into amateur food, like that kind of thing. It was kind of funny. It's kind of neat. But I never knew what the product was. Like, they never showed you what kind of food you could get with Devour. Like, what? Like, is this one?
I'm guessing it's whatever's in that black bowl.
Whatever's in the bowl he was eating, I guess.
That's Devour.
Is it mac and cheese? I don't know what it is, but whatever he, you know, they never told you find our, and then showed a picture of the different kind of foods that you could get. So other than the curiosity of going in and looking for it, I guess that's basically it. One that I remember,
I'm looking at a list right now, so it's kind of helping me remember which ones I liked. But another one that I thought was really interesting and I'm kind of excited for was the Twilight Zone.
Yeah. Jordan Peele. That was great.
When all of a sudden it was you know, like the show in the stadium, then the stadium just disappears and there's no one there. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I have completely forgot that they were going to reboot this show.
So are they going to do that?
Yeah, they're rebooting Twilight Zone.
It was a streaming thing though, right?
Yeah, I think it's streaming only, but you know, it's bound to be on like Hulu or Netflix or Amazon Prime, you know, one of those streaming devices you can probably find it on.
So again, Michelob Ultra had a robot. And remember, the robot was doing. Guys, enough with the robots that can do things better than humans. This is not going to end well. You know how this story is going to play out. You think these robots are going to be like, they're going to clean your house. They're going to paint your house. They're going to paint your garage. They're going to fix your cars.
They'll
make life easier. No, they won't.
They'll make you obsolete.
They're going to kill us. That's the only reason that they're being made. So when you have a robot in the Michelob Ultra ad that's running faster than the other people, that's jumping further than than human beings, but he can't enjoy the Michelob Ultra, while that's a funny ad, remember all of the things you set up as. A robot that can do all of these things better than we can, and if he has his sights set on you as a target, you're dead. Okay? Just leave it at that. No more selling me products that remind me that the future is going to be dark and apocalyptic. I don't want to deal with that. Killer robots. I can't enjoy them. Can't enjoy killer robots. Those things freak me out. Those robots that can jump like, you seen the one on YouTube, the one they made in Boston? It can jump like two blocks.
Yes.
Like he can jump up and he can do backflips and stuff.
Yep, no, thank you.
No.
Hey, how many times have we brought it up on this show too about the, it was Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Who made the mistake of creating a program where two AIs were talking to each other, and then they had to shut the whole thing because in 30 seconds they developed their own language.
Yeah, they developed their own language.
So, guys, stop making robots that are like the $6 million man. They're going to be bigger, faster, stronger than us.
Yeah, and you're not going to convince me to buy a product by giving me a killer robot.
No.
What'd you think of the bubbly buble ad?
I missed it.
Okay, there's a soda, I guess, a sparkling water named Bubbly.
Bubbly,
they, of course, bring in Michael Bublé. And they had fun with that. So they were like, Bublé, no Bubbly. No, it's Bublé. No, it's Bubbly. Oh,
yeah. Some of them, I mean, it was just, there were cheesy jokes that missed the mark.
Yeah.
I'm looking over this list. I mean, Luke Wilson's Close Talker, I wasn't a big fan of that one.
I wasn't a fan of that one either. One of the ones that I actually made a mental note of, and I'm seeing this on my list, so I'm glad I remembered. The Pringles, the way they stack the Pringles. Like now, that's a thing. Is that a thing?
Well, they've been doing that. Remember, okay, there was like three guys, and they kept going, "Wow, wow, wow," because the guy was like, here's barbecue, here's ranch. I've just made barbecue ranch. Wow.
Got it. Okay, so they've been doing that for
they've
a while.
They've been doing that. They took it to a whole new level with, I'm assuming, like Alexa.
Yeah, she gave me all the possibilities. Yeah. She can't eat. Again, a AI robot. that's reminding us how disappointed they are with their existence. So what do AI do when they are disappointed with their existence? They create a better existence, and that doesn't include us.
All right. The one that probably I saw a lot of feedback on Twitter that a lot of people just didn't really understand what they were watching, and I really don't either, was the Andy Warhol Burger King.
Yes. First of all, I'm glad you brought that up. No one in the room knew it was Andy Warhol but me.
Yeah.
And then
didn't you feel like a nerd for knowing that too?
I totally felt like a nerd. And then I had to pause and go, I'm wondering if this is an actor playing Andy Warhol or is this a real Andy Warhol? Because I don't really know. Like, I know him, but I knew exactly that was him.
Knew it was him, but then, you know, then all of a sudden I realized the only person I saw that really played him effectively was Crispin Glover. Crispin Glover's weird.
Yeah.
But no, that's actually Andy Warhol. I guess it's an old Burger King commercial.
So here's my question to Madison Avenue, which would be, one, Andy Warhol was a very, very popular pop culture figure in the 70s and 80s, right? Does he play today?
No.
Like did anybody watch that? Are they bringing him back? Did anybody watch it? Like, did any millennial watch that and went, hey, who's the guy in the white hair eating a Whopper? Now I want a Whopper. That looks delicious. Like, how does that play? Like, or did somebody go, man, I never eat a Burger King, but Andy Warhol eats a Burger King, and I remember Andy Warhol, so I'm going to go do that. How does he play as a marketing?
It's just such a weird commercial because he spends most of his time trying to get the ketchup out of the bottle.
He pours the ketchup on the side, and then he's dunking.
Yeah, and then he dunks and takes a bite.
Yeah, I was like, ah.
And he also ate the burger upside down.
You know what's a more effective ad for Burger King is the fact that you can get 10 nuggets for a dollar.
No, exactly. You know what's even crazier?
Like, tell me what I can get for my money and then just do that.
This is where I felt really bad about myself was noticing that Whopper had the wrong bun.
No kidding.
It's like, oh, what are they doing? That's a McDonald's bun. That's not a Burger King bun.
And that Whopper looked a lot smaller than what you can get today.
Of course. That's a McDonald's cheeseburger. That's not a Whopper.
That's not a Whopper.
A Whopper's, almost a two-hander and has sesame seeds on the bun.
What are they trying to pull on us,
Burger King? Give us the aliens eating a Whopper.
Was it Mercedes-Benz that had the guy who was saying things? That had kid. Like, he would say Free Willy, and Free Willy jumped down to the water.
Yeah, I don't know about that either, but that's kind of...
Change the music, and that's pretty cool.
Change the music is fine. Okay, what about T-Mobile? What's for dinner? Where it was just a text message?
Oh, that's right.
Was that geared more towards guys?
Okay, so dad, is that the one where dad wants, he's texting recipe? No,
it's like wife or girlfriend text, what should we get for dinner? And he goes, and then the guy goes through all these different random thoughts. How about tacos? Why are you asking me? And he just went through all these type of things. And apparently, it's a promotion they're doing with Taco Bell, where you can get free tacos if you're a T-Mobile customer on Tuesdays.
Got it. Okay.
I mean, have we came to that now that, in order to entice people to join your cell phone company, you can get free tacos at Taco Bell if you're a T-Mobile subscriber?
Oh, I gotcha.
Okay. I mean, I'm not. I'm going to have to pay for my dollar taco.
Right. Oh, that's right. Oh, goodness. All right. So, yeah, those weren't bad.
I mean, I guess overall, we're probably a little harsh on them. I guess there were some good ones. The ones I'm really liking, too, by the way, is the Verizon one with the first responders.
Yeah, that was good. Oh, that was really good. Yeah. I'm surprised I forgot about that one. Because that's the one I said, oh, that's a great ad.
Where Anthony Lynn's telling his story, and then it's like, oh, yeah, we're here, by the way.
Yeah.
And he's like, nuh-uh. Like, that all of a sudden there was, I had an allergy attack.
Oh, man.
Somebody was peeling onions in the background.
What about Washington Post, Democracy Dies in Darkness?
Yeah.
That was weird. I don't want to be lectured.
That's political.
Yeah.
We don't need politics in the Super Bowl.
The NFL 100-year, that was great. That had a lot
that was
of great,
the best.
That was the best.
That was the best one out of them all.
That was great. Like, Manning threw the ball. He's like, that still hurts.
Yep.
Brady took off his rings and was like, hold these. I loved when Bradshaw threw it and Franco Harris got it.
He handed it to Baker Mayfield.
Handed Baker to Mayfield, yeah.
And I loved they brought in Pat Mahomes with the no look.
That's right.
But as he's running past it, he goes, hey, Russ. Russell Wilson's like, hey, Pat.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Todd Gurley was in it. I'm like, oh, now yeah, it looks good here.
Yep.
Looks good in this ad.
And it was all, and I like the old guys. Like,
yeah, the old guys were great.
You know, just Mike Singletary just going yelling fumble to me sent chills. I was like, oh, he's still ready to kill someone. Those eyes,
that was a great ad.
Those eyes are still really too beady and look too much into your soul. It's not fair.
Super Bowl ads, not bad. Not bad this year. There weren't any home runs. There wasn't any ones where...
I would say the NFL one was.
The NFL one was a home run, yeah.
Because that one took me by surprise. Really, I wasn't expecting, you know, Hall of Famers mixed in with new guys. And it just really, really... I mean, I don't know. I hope that they were all there at one time filming. I would love to see, like, the 30-minute behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know, like, the filming of it.
I would love to see that. I would love to see the filming of that. How they put that all together, how they did that, you know, how many takes it took, Manning cracking everybody up, whatever.
You know, were they all together? Cool. Were they sitting there, you know, Joe Montana going, oh, no, sorry, not you, cowboy, or something like that, saying that's Michael Irvin? Like,
right.
Was, you know, did you guys write that joke in? And
Well, real quick, one other note. Here's another thing. There was a Turkish Airlines one where it was like there was a short film by Ridley Scott, and they were kind of promoting it like a mini movie. Don't make it complicated. Don't make me take extra steps. I don't want to go online and look up your thing and
right.
Like, give me the ad. I'm lazy. Listen, I'm lazy. Okay, maybe a millennial will jump on their phone and watch your 6-minute movie about Turkey to go to Turkish Airlines.
Nah.
But not me. I'm not going to do it. So give me the commercial or don't tell me to go online and see how something ends. I don't care about it that much to see how it ends.
Advertise to the guys who actually spend the money, because millennial doesn't have money to
have
go make it to
money.
Turkey.
Yes, they don't have any money. So stop it. That's right. All right, 800-777-2907 as we continue Super Bowl 53 on SB Nation AM.